Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Go to 1043thefan.com and subscribe to The Fan Daily for the latest columns, blogs, news, videos, and more sent directly to your inbox every weekday morning.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's D-Mac, Nick, and Tyler.
Well, Rick George, what are you going to do now?
Yeah, I don't see them as constraints. Look, we know what resources we have. The coach that we bring in, just like Mel, knew what resources we had. Again, I'm convinced that we can win a championship with the resources we have. Our donors have been incredible. Our alumni have been incredible in supporting our efforts and what we're doing for our student athletes in the areas of mental health, nutrition, this facility.
All right, we get it. You think you're doing great.
Spartan fans, can't wait to see you. We're about to be Wills up here in Colorado. Can't wait to see you in East Lansing. Go Green.
Boy, we shouldn't look past. He's making that statement on a private airplane. And now we're hearing about, like, oh, when you're in the Big Ten, you got to fly to a recruit on private planes. And you can't do that at CU. You got to get in a car.
I'm pretty sure CU has a private plane. I don't know that for a fact, but I'm pretty sure.
I laugh at all that sort of stuff. Oh, by the way, there was this from CSU fans. I thought that was over the top from Jim Benjamin. All right. I guess they get to do that, right? I mean, you know.
Ultimate dudes.
Right. You got that guy. And CU has. Here's the problem, I think, with Eric Bieniemy. This is a compliment, by the way. I think he's going to have an offer to be a head coach in the NFL next time around. He was in the mix this year. Whether it was Rooney Rule or not, Eric was absolutely a top contender. They just won a Super Bowl. He, without a doubt, of the 5 to 7 head coaching jobs that inevitably pop up every year, he's going to get one of those jobs. Agree or disagree?
I absolutely agree.
I definitely agree, but as you were saying, I was thinking about this. Do you think because Eric Bieniemy has interviewed for so many head coaching jobs in the NFL and hasn't landed one of those jobs that he might be frustrated with that process?
Yeah, he gets it. Eric's a lifelong coach. He's been through everything. He understands the deal. And you get a job. Listen, are you an NFL guy or a college guy? Very few head coaches have like the track record of, say, like a Jim Harbaugh, who can do both apparently just as well, or both as lousy, depending on how you want to look at Jim Harbaugh.
And most of them don't want to, for that matter. I mean, most of them get comfortable in the college life. They get comfortable in the NFL life.
Yeah. My experience watching EB and John, and that experience relatively recently at CU, Bieniemy is a pro coach. I think the way he handles things, I just think he makes more sense on a pro level. And I just think he will get an offer to be an NFL head coach, and this whole thing would be happening all over again next year this time if they hire Bieniemy.
Bottom line is, I think for EB, the goal is to be an NFL head coach. It's not to be a head coach. It's to be an NFL head coach. Going to Colorado would not benefit him. That would not help him get to the NFL. That would just put him in an extremely challenging situation. That would make him, he would need a 4 to 5 year horizon to turn the program around. You know, all he needs to do is stay put. Stay put. You got a great thing going. Why would he have an interest level? You know, on the personal side, I will also say this. I love EB. Incredible buff. Not a knock. But there are ways to interact with human beings in which it's easier to interact at the NFL level.
Right.
Okay.
He's one of those guys, right?
He's one of those guys that the ways that he interacts, it can relate better to a grown man.
Can you imagine Vic Fangio in the college world? it's laughable, right? It's like, he's an NFL guy.
Right, right.
John Fox, NFL guy. You know, college guys have their own thing. Like David Shaw has just become a college guy. He has probably had a lot of opportunities.
Yeah, his name.
Well, he has coached in the NFL, but as a head coach, he's just kind of pushed everything away, right?
Well, once again, I still go back to the fact of if you are in the enemy's position and the next hiring cycle that comes around and you don't get an opportunity to be a head coach other than just an interview, at some point you have to say, well, it might not be in the stars for me. Maybe if I want to be a head coach, I might have to look in the collegiate ranks to do that.
Oh, man, I don't think Eric's at that point yet. I think he's still a relatively young guy.
Well, and Eric's got everything going on right now.
Yeah.
He's got it going on.
He's in a good spot.
It's interesting. I mean, with everything he has going on, he still is being or has been overlooked for a job. And knowing as I've been in those circles and listening to coaches talk about how few of those opportunities actually come around and you are realistically viewed as a coach, it becomes so frustrating. Time and time again, you're you passed over.
I just think...
So you do you think he would give up on the NFL?
Yeah, I think so. At some point, you get tired of banging your head against the wall and not being able to see those results. I mean, it would be a shame if it never happened.
Right, I'll say this. He should at least be interviewed, considered. I mean... But I just say the red flags with him aren't because he's going to fail, is because his value is just going to go, is going to increase.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, because he wants to be an NFL head coach.
Listen, we all know what's going to happen, right? We're throwing all these names out, having fun, whole thing, Klatt, who I do think would be great. They're just going to hire some dude we've never heard of before, right? That is some coordinator right?
Some guy who you want to be there, who's committed.
Keep it real. Had any of us really heard of Mel Tucker before he got hired?
No.
Well, only reason I have because, you know, watching college football and knowing people who coach in the SEC, that's how I've come across his name in coaching.
I remember sitting here and we were having these type of conversations and nobody brought up Mel Tucker's name until he became an obvious candidate.
You know, but that's why I put Graham Harrell on my list because I figured, if there's going to be a random dude that we don't know who he is, I'd at least prefer that he's a Pac-12 guy. Okay, I'm serious. I'm dead serious. I mean, if we're going for some young dude that is looking for a better opportunity, at least don't let it be somebody from the SEC or ACC that they just come down. They come down here, the Big Ten, and they can't wait to get back. You know, Pac-12. All right, at least you're a Pac-12er.
But by saying that, are you not setting your expectations really low because you're willing to?
Well, I'm also being realistic. If I'm being honest, I'm being realistic with my expectations. I don't expect the top candidate in the SEC who thinks he's 1 year away from becoming a head coach in the SEC, I don't expect him to come to see you. So
that just tells me how bad the Pac-12 has fallen.
That's what it says to me. It's sad.
Wow.
I agree. The Pac-12 has a problem. I mean, this goes kind of beyond just CU, and it really actually is a conference problem too. That a coach in the conference would feel so emboldened to not only treat his kids, team, area, but the conference like this.
Two coaches in one offseason.
Man.
Mike Leach just did it as well.
Mike Leach just did it right.
So if you had a Pac-12.
How about that?
That's tough.
So
that's rough.
How do you revitalize the conference then?
That's
how do you do it?
That's a big question. Maybe you move out of San Francisco as your headquarters, like the most expensive territory in the world, and you become a little bit more reasonable. Why don't we start there? Although I do love the Pac-12 network. I'm not going to lie. I watch it all the time. Women's lacrosse. It's incredible. Cal Stanford. How can you stay away from it? Crew is on. Pac-12 network. It doesn't stop. Conference of Champions. Chad Brown. You mentioned him as a possible candidate. Chad will join us next.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe.
including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's Tyler, Nick, and D-Man.
Spartan fans, can't wait to see you. We're about to be Wills up here in Colorado. Can't wait to see you in East Lansing. Go Green.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah! Chad Brown. By the way, Nick Ferguson, Chad, said you should be in consideration for the head coaching position. Well, how do you feel about that?
Me as a head coach, I think, feels a little laughable with my actual lack of coaching experience. Does five NFL internships equal one college season? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. But I'd
hey, are you good or not, Chad? Are you good or not? You know? You're pretty good.
I'd like to think I'm more than pretty good. But again, I think it takes some experience to lead a program like CU back to where it needs to go. So I appreciate the kind words. But at this point, I'm lacking the experience to get it done.
All right. So, first of all, your reaction, how you feel about Mel Tucker, and where you think they should go moving forward.
As far as the coach moving on to, you know, greener pastures, not just Michigan State green, but money green, I think that's always going to be a part of college coaching. Let's not forget Coach Mack, the old Coach Mack. You know, talked with SMU 2 years before we won a national championship. So I understand that's part of it, but I think the anger from Colorado and Buff Nation and former players and all that is coming from how he handled this.
Yep.
You won a media tour yesterday. You spoke to three different radio stations. You met with donors literally an hour and a half before the news came out. So just the flat out, I suppose, lying or misinformation or however you want to put it into 2020 words, it's just doesn't fit very well. You know, I certainly have had my chance to sit down with Mel Tucker more than a few times, and I walked away from those meetings with a lot of respect for the guy. But apparently he fooled me just as he fooled the rest of us, because this move does not fit within what I would call football character. If I were in his shoes, my football character would not allow me to do what he did. But apparently we have a different view of what football character and integrity really is.
You know, it's funny. I was really looking forward to chatting with you, Chad, because you're one of the more level-headed human beings I know. And you don't really go to the extremes on anything. And I felt very emotional about this. I felt very offended. I couldn't believe it. But even for a guy like you, you're sitting here saying pretty much the same thing we're all saying. What are the recruits and their parents, all those guys that signed a letter of intent like last week, what are they saying?
Well, not the same experience as far as the head coach leaving, but when I signed to the University of Colorado, Lou Tepper was a linebacker coach. And he sold me on how he was going to coach me up. But at that point, Alfred Williams and Canavis McGee were freshman All-Americans. And he had tutored them. It was going to be a big part of my, you know, growth process as a player at the University of Colorado. And I want to say it was within 10 days after I signed my letter of intent that he left to go to the University of Illinois. So I know what these kids are going through, because you feel like this guy who sat on your coach or your couch and spoke to your parents and spoke to your high school guidance counselor, like he lied to you. And as a 17-year-old, you don't always see the business side of it, but you see the side that I put my trust in you. I gave you my trust to guide me onto what was going to be the right choice for me for the next 4 or 5 years. And in the end, I end up listening to a liar who knew what his other intentions were, but just fed me a lie to get me to go along with it. So it created, at least for me, a sense of distrust about the entire process. When I showed up on campus in July for that first training camp my freshman year, I was still a little bit unsure about the whole thing. Is this really going to be the place for me? Because I was coming there to the University of Colorado to be a Buffalo, but also to be coached by Coach Tepper. Now all that had changed. So all these kids are going through that process right now. I think 10 years after you graduate, you realize coaches come, coaches go. I went to CU. I had a fantastic time in Boulder, one of the best college towns in the country. I was a part of a program that's one of the top football programs ever in the history of college football. You realize all those things later. But as a 17-year-old or an 18-year-old, you are crushed when that guy who recruits you ups and leaves, and all the things he told you feels like such a lie.
So, Chad, being as though you've experienced this situation firsthand, and as a CU alum, you're going through this as everyone else is, how would you handle this situation? Let's just say you were in Mel Tucker's situation. What would you do?
If I were in Mel Tucker's shoes, once I issued the statement that I was committed to the Buffaloes, then that is it. Michigan State can come back and offer everything they want to offer, but my football character, my football integrity is not going to allow me to do this to those kids.
Thanks.
Yeah, of course. I'm going to listen to the offer, and I may use that offer as leverage to use against Rick George in future contract negotiations. I think all that's fair game because that's the ball. But this is different than the NFL. Not dealing with kids who are making a choice. And the key word in that sentence is kids. You gave these kids your word. My football character would not allow me to go back on that.
All right, Chad. You got any names then? You got anybody that you think should be a front runner?
Well, I think naturally we always want to go to the you guys that we're aware of. So that brings up Eric Bieniemy. That brings up Vance Joseph. That brings up Ryan Walters. So that brings up some of these guys who have either played in CU or coached in the past. Maybe a guy like Jim Leavitt, who was responsible for that defense that moved from
Louisville. Where's Jim right now?
He's at FIU or FAU down in Florida right now.
Okay.
So I believe he would be willing to take a significant pay bump from whatever FAU is offering to be the head coach of Colorado. I believe he still owns a house in Boulder. So there are some ties there. But for all those guys, you know, there's a little bit of a for Vance and for Eric Bieniemy, Vance was an NFL head coach, and Eric is certainly on track to be an NFL head coach. So do you give up that dream for the chance to go back to your alma mater, which, let's be honest, is coming off a 5-7 season? Has had one bowl game and one winning season in the last 14 years. Who doesn't have the financial resources to compete with the top schools in the Big Ten or the SEC, and frankly, some of the top schools in the ACC. So we talk about the Power Five conferences. The Pac-12, unfortunately, and the Big 12 are at the bottom two of those Power Five conferences as far as pay, as far as national reputation, and as far as teams in the college football playoffs. So it may seem like an intriguing, great job because we are, you know, buffs and we live here in Colorado, but once you start ranking it and remove the emotion of the Buffaloes from it and the Colorado aspect of it and just look at it as a pure job, I don't think it's as high ranked nationally as we perceive it to be here. That's unfortunate.
As we let you go, fill in this blank with one word. Mel Tucker is...
Lacking integrity.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Chad. That's two words, but that's a CU. Chad's still a few credits short of getting that degree. But
I'm only 9 hours short of my degree.
You told me you were going to put that backpack on. When's it going to happen?
My daughter's already graduated from CU. I told her I would beat her and get my degree before she did, so she's got me beat. My son's a junior up there now, so I got to get it done before he graduates.
Well, if you're a coach up there, Chad, you slip off to a class, you slip off to a practice.
Linebacker coach sounds like a great job.
Inside of linebacker, outside linebacker, D-line, I don't care. I can coach it all.
I love it. All right, thank you, Chad. We'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks, guys.
I really like Chad because Chad, tells it how it is. So I really appreciate him.
All right, it keeps on rolling. What a day. Troy Rank with the latest news from up in Boulder. That's all still to come.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.